Alaska should be a safe state for former President Donald Trump. The ranked choice voting system, however, that allows those who support the last place finisher to have a second vote can alter the results in favor of a minority party candidate. If a contender records majority support in the original vote, the RCV rounds do not occur. The new Alaska Survey Research poll projects Mr. Trump to hold a 50-43-7% lead over Vice President Kamala Harris and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Though the independent has attempted to withdraw in the battleground states and has subsequently endorsed Mr. Trump, he remains on the Alaska ballot. Therefore, Trump winning outright remains a question. Just after Republican Senator Deb Fischer released her Torchlight Strategies internal survey that posted the two-term incumbent to a 48-42% lead over independent Dan Osborne, the challenger's campaign responded with mirror image data. According to a Survey USA poll for the Osborne campaign, it is the independent who claims the 6-point lead, 50-44%. In order to add validity to their positive numbers, the Osborne campaign also released the results for GOP Senator Pete Ricketts' race. The appointed Republican incumbent and former governor holds a 16-point lead within the same polling sample, 53-37%. The Fisher race continues to confound Nebraska Republicans since the data consistently indicates that this contest is a legitimate upset possibility, while all other Republican statewide candidates are posting double-digit leads. In 2022, veteran California Republican U.S. Representative Ken Calvert defeated former federal prosecutor Will Rollins 52-48 in a Riverside County seat that the redistricting commission members made much more competitive. A new Global Strategy Group survey sees the 2024 version of this race as a tie, with each candidate receiving 45% support. The Calvert-Rollins contest is one of the key California races that will likely make the difference in determining the House majority. The 538 data organization rates the seat as R plus 7, so Representative Calvert, running for a 17th term, should still be considered a slight favorite. A new poll from the 1892 firm for the National Republican Congressional Committee finds Republican former Congresswoman Myra Flores trailing Democratic Representative Vicente Gonzalez by just a 49-46% margin in a district that the 538 data organization rates as D plus 17. This is largely an under-the-radar race that has drawn little national attention, but may be moving up the conversion priority chart. The poll is another indication that Republicans are doing better with the Hispanic population. This district is 88% Hispanic, and former President Trump, in this same poll, leads Vice President Harris by a 49-47% margin in a seat drawn to elect a Democrat. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.